Sunday afternoons, my grandmother would take the frame down from her nightstand, call me over, call my name. Sit here, let me show you someone that you need to know. Railroad men in 1881, all in a row. Her grandfather, third from left, the young one, barely grown. Hammer in his fist like it was something that he owned. Instead of renting from a world that wanted it back, she'd run her thumb across the glass and then across the track. A year between his face and mine, he built the house I grew up in with cash he'd saved. 4 years of swinging hammers, every dollar that he gave back to himself, to his future, it was waiting there. When he was ready, when he found your great-great-grandma's hair in church one Sunday, when he knew it was time, that house cost him $800. Every dime saved up while prices fell and fell. The lumber cost him less in 1890 than it would have cost, I guess, in 87 when he started putting dollars in the drawer. That's how it worked back then. That's what waiting was for. She dove quiet then, just holding the frame, looking at his face like she was calling him by name. Never ran, she said, never failed the ground, moving underneath him like the dollar wasn't sound. He just worked and waited, and the waiting worked. Something in the money that hasn't since lurked. When savings built the rails, he built a house from a drawer full of time. 4 years of patience, every nickel, every dime, worked more when he spent it than the day it came. That's the story in the photograph, that's the frame she held on Sundays, that's a face she knew. Third from left before the world broke something true. When savings built the rails, a man could wait and win. Now I'm running just to keep the ground I'm in. Your great-great-grandma's wedding dress, she told me once, 18 months before a hunch. That silk would cost more later, but it cost him less by the time he brought it home for her to make the dress. That's not a trick, that's not a rich man's game, that's just a railroad worker playing dollars like a claim on the future. And the future paid him true. She closed her eyes like she was standing in the pew, watching them get married, watching what he built, with nothing but a hammer and a drawer and no guilt. About stopping, about waiting, about letting time do what time did then turn his patience into mine. She died in 2016 with the frame still by her bed. I was holding her hand when the last thing that she said was, I don't understand your world, it moves too fast. Nothing in it wants to hold, nothing wants to last. The way it lasted, the way the house still stands, even now, built with his hands. In his waiting, mostly his waiting, she closed her eyes. I finally understood what waiting buys when the money sounds, but ours isn't now. Ours isn't now. When the savings build the rail, she's gone, the frame's still here. Third from left, 23, no fear in his eyes, because the ground was solid then. A dollar was a promise from the world of working men. I can't go back, I know the door swung wide, but I keep the frame beside me on the nightstand where she died, where she kept it 40 years, where she showed me every Sunday what a man could build when waiting wasn't running from a gunplay of inflation, eating everything you try to save. He just worked, just waited, dug a foundation, not a grave. And my son asked me once why I keep an old photograph of a man I never met beside my bed. I had to laugh to keep from crying, and I said, sit down, let me show you someone that you need to know. Third from left, before the breaking, when savings built the rails, and waiting.